some interesting studies coming out very, very recently about children's dental health in relation to how long they're actually breastfed. So to talk to us about that, before we get to the very bottom of that, the Newcastle Secretary of the Australian Dental Association, Dr. Mark Moran. Good morning, Mark. Can you elaborate us on some of those findings from just recently, please?
Hi, Mark. Yes, the study said that children who were breastfed for longer than 2 years of age tended to have a higher risk, up to 2.5 times, of dental decay than children that were breastfed for 1 year of age.
Now, not that we're being anti-breastfeeding, because that is fantastic if you can, but why are we thinking that the longer a child stays breastfeeding is the correlation to poorer dental health down the road? What do we think that's caused by?
It's always hard with these studies to know exactly, but it's been surmised that it's possibly caused by children older than 2 tend to be breastfed at night as a pacifier or tend to be on demand. So it could be the breast milk in contact with the teeth over the nighttime period.
I guess moving forward, what would be the best way to look after your kids' health so that they have the best dental health?
Well, like you mentioned, we definitely don't want to denigrate breastfeeding, because there's great benefits to breastfeeding. But definitely, if you choose to breastfeed beyond 2 years of age, there just needs to be more vigilance with the dental hygiene and inspection of the child's teeth.
So, Mark, for those parents who might be thinking, well, you know what, my child is around that 18 months to 2 year of age gap now and they're still breastfeeding, what advice do you think you might be able to have for those parents?
Great recommendations for those parents is to clean your baby's teeth pretty much as soon as they come into the mouth. Initially, that may just be using a soft cloth to wipe away any residual breast milk or food, and try and do that twice a day, especially before bedtime. Use a small pea-sized amount of low fluoride toothpaste. Now, the low fluoride toothpaste is very important in children. They don't want to be using adult toothpaste. Avoid settling your child overnight, if you're possible, with breastfed or bottled milk. And having your child regularly inspected by the dentist from about their first birthday.
So from about age 1, it's a good idea to have them off to the dentist from there, as per your recommendation, Mark?
Yeah, and you can't do a lot, but at least we can usually visualise it and we can see any problems as they occur. So, and it also starts to desensitise the child to regular dental visits.
Or start them on that long road of nightmares.
Yeah. Don't be like that, Mark.
No. Not of course. If my dentist is listening, we love you. We love coming out your way as well. And I guess if there is one saving grace, Mark, that those teeth they've got, they'll fall out anyway.
Well, some people say that, Mark, but baby teeth are extremely important for speech development, function, obviously, and also making sure the permanent teeth are really aligned. They're really important teeth to keep until they're ready to come out on their own accord.
And, of course, to get them used to the tooth fairy as well.
Absolutely. Tooth fairy is always important.
Mark, thank you for your time this morning. I think there's a few throats you need to look down the back of for the rest of the day. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate that, Mark. Cheers.
Mark Moran talking with us about those results out of Adelaide University about having kids breastfed a little bit longer on 2NURFM 103.7.